For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Muncy, first Seager, now Turner, Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back. Renegade,
I don't hold back on my enemy. That's well hit, and it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino, world champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. Could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, Dodger fans, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. We are off and running. Hope you are well. Your world champion Dodgers, 9-2 to start the season with the win last night over the Colorado Rockies. The Dodgers now 4-0 at home, and tonight they look to stay undefeated as they take on the Rockies in the second game of this three-game series. Dustin May on the mound. First pitch coming up at 7:10. Coming up over the next hour here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner. We'll hear from manager Dave Roberts. We'll also hear with Dodgers superfan and country music star Brad Paisley. We'll get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. We're going to have your chance to win some tickets and maybe even a season pass to Six Flags Magic Mountain, our Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. You're going to hear from the newest member of our Dodger broadcast team, Kirsten Watson. She'll check in shortly, as will David Vasse, who will join us throughout the show with the very latest from the clubhouse and from the field. Well, last night at Dodger Stadium, Bauer was absolutely brilliant as the Dodgers shut out the Rockies 7-0. Trevor Bauer, in his Dodgers home debut, he went 7 innings. He allowed just one hit while striking out 9. The Rockies' only hit off him was an infield single by Garrett Hampson in the 3rd inning, and Bauer just barely missed throwing Hampson out at first base. Bauer got plenty of run support from the Dodgers' offense, and it came early in the bottom of the first. Started with Corey Seager.
Sensatella's third start, 1-1, 5.56 ERA, 11 in the third inning, 7 earned runs and 13 hits. And on the first pitch, Seager sees a fly ball to left and gone. Corey Seager, his first home run of the year. On the first pitch, he sees from Sensatella. And the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
Solo home run from Seager. Dodgers up 1-0. The very next batter, CT3. Chris Taylor with a solo home run. Back-to-back jacks as the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead. In the third, they added to that lead. Mookie Betts. He had missed the previous 4 games with back stiffness. Sure sounds like his back is feeling good here.
The 3-2. There's a fly ball to left field. And that is going to be the third home run of the night for the Dodgers. Betts' second home run of the year in the Manny Wood. It's 3-0.
Antonio Sensatella's fastball got turned around the other way for the home run, and that's the top-tier play of the game brought to you by Arco Quality. Top-tier gas for less. Dodgers up 3-0. Later in the inning, Gavin Lux with an RBI single to center. That made it 4-0. The very next batter after that, A.J. Pollock, reached base on a throwing error from Trevor Story. That scored a run. Dodgers were up 5-0. In the fourth, Max Muncy and RBI double. That gave the Dodgers a 6-0 lead. Muncy was at it again. This time, he cleared the wall in center, a solo home run, his second of the season. Dodgers 7-0 lead. Trevor Bauer, he went the 7 innings. He allowed just that one infield hit. He gave the ball to David Price, who was good. He struck out 2 in the scoreless 8th inning. Scott Alexander pitched a scoreless 9th as the Dodgers blank the Rockies 7-0. Trevor Bauer gets the win. He's now 2-0. The Dodgers now 9-2 overall in the season. They're 4-0 at Dodger Stadium. 3 of those 4 wins are shutouts. And tonight, the Dodgers look to stay undefeated with Dustin May, Code Red, on the mound. And with more, let's welcome in Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner. Guys!
Certainly no letdown for the Dodgers out of the gate this year after winning the World Series last October. They have won 9 of their first 11. They've got the best record in baseball, which of course they had all of last year. This after their 7-0 shellacking of the Rockies last night, and the Dodgers have shut out opponents now in 3 of their last 4 games. They're hitting, they're pitching, they're playing defense, and playing just about letter-perfect baseball.
It's from A to Z. They're really doing it this particular moment. And tonight we see Dave Roberts, too, Charlie, as it winds up getting some other guys a chance to get some action in the ballgame, including Matt Beattie is going to be in left field. Mookie Betts moves to center field tonight. What a return that he had after a little back stiffness. We could tell last night the way he was swinging the bat. The home run that he hit down the left field line, my goodness, as soon as it left the bat, we knew it was going to be a long distance and return to sender. But 4 different home runs in last night's ballgame. But again, the Dodgers are just, at this moment, they're taking care of business in every category.
Each of the first 4 hitters in the lineup last night, home runs. Betts, Seager, Taylor, and Muncy's been red hot.
And I think that the formula still continues to be the fact that they are very patient, very selective. I think maybe even more selective than just patient. The one guy that's not been that patient is Corey Seager, who swings a lot at the first pitch that's thrown to him, including the first inning. That was the first pitch thrown to him. He hit it out for the home run. And for Seager, just continues to hit the ball very, very hard. In fact, against the Rockies, they would be better off just walking Corey Seager. Why? Well, going back to last year, he has a 17-game hitting streak against the Rockies. He's hitting at .457 in that period of time. 7 home runs, 21 RBIs. Has there been a fallout this year against them? No, he's 10 for 15.
Hitting, of course, and then there's the pitching. Bauer last night, no runs, 1 hit in 7 innings, struck out 9, walked 2.
And I think he just takes care of business. The thing that we're noticing about Bauer, the more and more that we see him, oh, we saw him in Arizona, there wasn't really much for him to decipher as far as sizing up hitters, but he seems to be, I use the term quite often about pitchers, a good observer. And by that I'm talking about, does a hitter look surprised by a pitch? Does a hitter look overmatched by a pitch? And he's able to take that and then work it really around the different pitches that he has and work the weaknesses.
Dustin May goes for the Dodgers tonight. John Gray for the Rockies. The Dodgers have not been shut out in 83 consecutive games, going back to the year before last. And then there are the Rockies, who have been shut out. Well, they were shut out last night, and the Dodgers have shut out their opponents 3 of the last 4. Gray and May tonight starters. We'll detail that matchup a little later on. Tim.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We're going to hear from country music star Brad Paisley. We'll check in with David Vasse. We'll break down this pitching matchup. We're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. So much to get to before first pitch, but up next, Kirsten Watson checks in as we lead up to Dodgers and Rockies. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Rockies, game 2 of this 3-game set from Dodgers Stadium. Dodgers will wrap up the homestand tomorrow. Dustin May on the mound tonight. First pitch set for 7-10.
Fly ball, the center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game. Brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
Here's the 0-1. And there's a fly ball to center field. Well hit. And Max Muncy has joined the home run parade. Each of the first 4 hitters in the Dodger lineup tonight have homered. Betts, Seager, Taylor, and now Muncy. Dodgers 7-0.
419 feet to center field for Max Muncy. That is your drive of the game. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000. 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and Rockies out of Dodger Stadium. First pitch coming up at 7:10. Before we get into tonight's game and an update on Cody Bellinger, Kirsten, going back to last night, what an outing from Trevor Bauer. How about the law offices of Betts, Price, and Bauer making their debuts last night at Dodger Stadium in front of fans?
It was incredible. It was funny. I was talking to Mookie Betts after the game about it, and I was like, did it feel like this was a long time coming? Especially for him, of course. I mean, having played with the Dodgers last year just with no fans due to COVID-19, I felt like it took a long time to get here. And he was like, you know, it's kind of funny. It was incredible just to be on the right side with the fans, if that makes sense. Of course, having been here with the Red Sox and just like, obviously, the fans don't love them. So to be able to be celebrated by them it was incredible for him. I asked him what it was like getting to see, you know, his friend and teammate and David Price getting to make his debut as well. And it's one of those moments, you know, you don't even realize what it's like just being celebrated by the fans at Dodger Stadium. So just to hear the roar, of course, when they got their rings, that was really the first welcome the fans got to give to him. But yesterday, I think with the home run and just the performance they had out there for David Price's performance, it was 1-2-3, and it was so much happening. And for Trevor Bauer, I mean, growing up, coming to the games as a child with his father and his family, and then to be on the mound, to be celebrated by the fans here, I think it's just such a special moment that really the guys have been waiting for so long. Just in general, to hear the fans excited for them, to get that roar and the energy and the adrenaline that comes from it. So it definitely was an exciting night for all of them to be back, to have the fans, to just be in the moment.
Yeah. Speaking of being back, Mookie Betts back in center field for the Dodgers. Zach McKinstry back in right field for the Dodgers after not getting the start last night. Matt Beatty getting the start in left field. And rumor is Dave Roberts was roaming the outfield earlier.
He was. They were shooting just fly balls into, like, honestly, as far into the sky as you could. And just seeing Dave Roberts trying to kind of maneuver around and get the ball. I hope I'm setting a good enough scene for this right now because it was hilarious. And then he would catch it and all of the guys would just freak out. You saw arms flying in the air, and it was so funny because at first I didn't see it, and John Hartsinger was like dying laughing, and he's like, do you see the guys over there? And I'm like, what is going on? I'm like trying to get the binoculars, which I kind of struggled with using recently, which is something that's, I guess, maybe showing my age because I should know how to use binoculars, but it is what it is. And I'm looking out there and I'm like, there's no way that's Dave Roberts, there's just no way. And he's like kind of going around and he kind of fell on the ground, but he caught it, and the guys were so excited, just like you can just tell they're just having fun out there.
What is the latest on Cody Bellinger? Is he close?
He's healing. He is. He's getting closer and closer. They said there's still a little bit of swelling, but the discoloration and the bruising has gone down, so that's definitely great to hear. At this point, it's really getting the okay from the medical and the training staff. As soon as they get that confirmation, then Dave Roberts said that, you know, he doesn't want to put a date on it because it's one of those things you just don't know. But as soon as they get the A-okay from the medical staff and the training staff and from Cody, then he'll be reactivated, and they're hoping to get him back out there. So fingers crossed sooner rather than later, but he is healing. There's just still a little bit of swelling that they're dealing with.
Well, hopefully they can get him back soon. Kirsten, great stuff. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is. Call them at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. Still to come here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll preview tonight's pitching matchup. We'll hear from Brad Paisley, country superstar and big-time Dodger fan. But up next, we'll get you an injury report, and we'll check in with the manager, Dave Roberts. It's the Dodgers and Rockies. First pitch at 7:10. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Yeah! Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck.
Let's get you into the stadium and out of your car with the in and out Dodgers traffic report. Looking at the 134 East as you make your way to the 5, got a stalled out car block in the right lane. That's going to be bumper to bumper as you make your way down that 5 freeway all the way to the 2. Busy through downtown, 110 North and South, jammed up between the 101 and MLK Boulevard. 101 South as you make your way from the Cuenca Pass, you're going to start seeing brake lights right about Sunset Boulevard. Then you're creep all the way into downtown LA. Looking at that 5 North, looking all right to the East LA area. area interchange, the 10 East and West busy, really from La Brea all the way over to the East LA interchange. At In-N-Out, there's no room for compromise in a quality burger, no frozen patties, and only the freshest ingredients. That's what a hamburger is all about. Dodgers and Rockies, Dustin May on the mound. First pitch coming up at 7:10.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. Mookie Betts in the lineup again for the second straight night. His back stiffness is gone. Cody Bellinger on the IL with a calf contusion. He hoped to get him off the IL this weekend. Fingers crossed. Tony Gonsolin has not started yet throwing. He's got shoulder inflammation. Joe Kelly has thrown a bullpen session. He's on the IL with an undisclosed injury. Brusdar Graterol, the closest of the pitchers to return, he is set to throw again tomorrow, and then he's going to be on the taxi squad with the Dodgers as they start their road trip in San Diego this weekend. All right, let's go back out to Dodgers Stadium before the Dodgers and Rockies, and let's check in with the Dodger skipper.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
Hey, Dave. Hope you're well. Look like you're having some fun out here with the guys. Are you going to be out in center field anytime soon?
Absolutely not. You know, it's one of those things where you want to still see if you can do it. And I didn't get many style points, but I just want Matt to get a start, you know, just keep taking good at-bats. And Kirsten Slack, feel good about that.
You were great. We were enjoying it and seeing all of the guys just getting so excited. It was incredible. But you have Matt Beatty starting tonight. What led to that decision and what are you hoping to see from him?
I just want Matt to get a start, you know, just keep taking good at-bats. And I think that as a guy that comes off the bench, takes an at-bat, you know, one at-bat a night, still hard to get on track. So to get him in there, get four at-bats, and, you know, I trust the defense in left field, so go out there and help us win a baseball game.
And Mookie playing center field instead of right, I know you had mentioned that last night that he was going to be out there, but is that something what you saw within the game planning, that you just feel like he'll be best in center field tonight?
Yeah, I just felt that, you know, with the real estate to cover, he's played plenty of center field. So to have Beatty and McKinstry flanked to either side, I just felt that that's kind of the best defensive construction for tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Next question is from Dave Vasse. Go ahead, Dave.
Dave, that looked like 2002 out there.
Gosh, Dave, I hope not, man, because I don't know what Jim Tracy was doing playing me in center field then. No, man, I had fun out there and just kind of have a laugh with the guys. It was a good time.
Dave, what's going on with Cody? Haven't seen him on the field doing too much work. Where's he at with his rehabilitation?
He's doing a lot of work down below with the trainers and the strength guys. Yesterday he did some running, some swinging, and there's some swelling that's kind of, it's healing as far as the discoloration of the leg. But right now he's just not there. We feel he can go full bore. So, you know, I know I keep saying day to day, and I just really don't know when the timetable would be to return.
Can he run at full speed right now, Dave? Can he swing a bat? What can he do?
He can swing the bat. But I don't think that he can run at full speed yet. But the plan is, as we go to San Diego, he'll come with us on the road trip and, you know, hopefully, you know, an activation at some point in time.
All right, there's manager Dave Roberts giving an update on Cody Bellinger. Sounds like he's getting close. Still to come, we're going to have your chance to participate in the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But when we come back here on Dodgers on Deck, we check in with David Vasse as we lead you up to first pitch. Dodgers and Rockies from the Ravine. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Rockies, game two of this three-game set. Dodgers 4-0 at home to start this 2021 season, 9-2 overall. Dustin May, John Gray, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 7:10.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Bassett.
All right, Dave, we saw your tweet earlier. Dave Roberts in center field taking high fly balls off the jugs machine. We heard your question to him just a couple of minutes ago when he talked to the media earlier. What'd you think of his performance out there?
Well, I'm not going to go the Kingman route with Tommy Lasorda, I'll tell you that, Tim.
But I will say this, he did catch both fly balls, and Justin Turner saw the video that I posted, and I guess he wanted to make sure everybody knew that that was not an easy task for anybody or any just David Vasse, Joe Schmo off the streets. He tweeted back at me, this is Justin Turner. For reference, these weren't routine. I had the stopwatch at 7.5 seconds of hang time,
whoa,
a.k.a. Grandy League pop-ups, which means it looks easy, but only major leaguers make those type of catches. And I was a little offended. I felt like I was a defensive specialist in Little League and at Notre Dame High School, but apparently Justin Turner just setting the record straight. That was not easy. And if anybody wants to make fun of his manager, they can answer to him.
All right, Dave. Max Muncy off to a great start. He homered last night to center field, 419-foot shot. He's really off to a great start.
Well, Tim, if you remember last year, Max Muncy got off to a horrendous start, and he never got on track in the regular season. He only started getting on track at the right time, and that was in October on that playoff championship run by the Dodgers. And it all started when he got hit on the hand by an Alex Wood wild pitch. He lost it in the backdrop in their first inter-squad game when the team resumed after COVID-19 layoff. And he never did get back on track. He only hit .192 in the 60-game season. But like I said, in October, turned it on. Completely different the first 11 games of this season. He is second in the National League with a .1230 OPS. He has drawn the second most walks in Major League Baseball, second only to Mike Trout. And he has the second highest on-base percentage in baseball at .543. So he has been a main factor to the Dodgers offense going without Mookie Betts, Cody Bellinger, Corey Seager, Justin Turner at times. You can't undersell how important Muncy's hot start has been.
Dave, last night Trevor Bauer in his Dodger Stadium debut, 7 innings, just 1 hit. He was fantastic in picking up the win, but he wasn't very happy after the game.
Yeah, he wasn't. It was his first opportunity to sit at the podium for everybody to hear. His attempt at defending his name, because he felt like the Athletic took a little bit too much leeway by making it sound like Major League Baseball was only targeting him as far as taking baseballs out of play for some data on whatever pitchers might be using to get higher spin rates. And here's what Trevor had to say when a reporter opened the door for it.
Yeah, gossip bloggers writing stuff and having no clue about the actual rule, or actually knowing the rule, but intentionally writing something without going investigating. I don't know. I don't know what the hell that report was about. Basically, so I can explain to everybody what the actual rule is, MLB is just collecting baseballs to do a study. Like, they're not doing anything with them. No one's under investigation, or no one's, like, just these gossip bloggers just out here writing stuff to try to throw water on my name or whatever. I don't know.
I will say this, Ken Rosenthal is not a gossip blogger, but obviously Trevor Bauer believes he did not report the full story.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and hopefully he can move on past that. Dustin May tonight gets the start for the Dodgers, Dave. His second start, he's had some extended time off.
Yeah, he has. He got skipped on Sunday because the Dodgers wanted to keep Clayton Kershaw on regular rest. And obviously now we understand the real strategy here, not only to give Dustin May extra rest and Clayton Kershaw be on regular rest, but big picture, as we look towards the weekend series against the San Diego Padres, that gives Clayton Kershaw and Walker Buehler extra days rest to be ready for their starts against the Padres. Buehler will be pitching on 6 days rest on Friday night. Kershaw will be pitching on 5 days rest, and Dustin May has a couple of extra days of rest. So it really lined up for the Dodgers in a beneficial way.
Dave, great stuff. Looking forward to your conversation with Brad Paisley. That's coming up in just a little bit. Brought to you by Ford California. The future belongs to everyone, and everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. All right, I need 3 contestants. Time for you, Dodger fans, to be a part of the show. 866-987-2570. It's the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. You predict which player and which inning the most thrilling play will happen. And if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. 866-987-2570. Dodgers and Rockies, first pitch at 7:10. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up to Dodgers and Rockies, Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Dustin May hoping to continue the good times at home. The Dodgers 9-2 overall, perfect 4-0 at Dodger Stadium. Three of those four wins have come by way of shutouts. First pitch coming up at 7:10.
This.
Oh, my God.
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
All right, our three contestants are ready to go. It's the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. The thrill is calling at Six Flags Magic Mountain, now open daily. Your favorite coasters are waiting to thrill you, so reserve your tickets now at sixflags.com. We'll start off with Frank. Frank, I need the player in the inning for the play of the game tonight. What do you think?
All right, let's go with Mookie Betts in the eighth.
Mookie Betts in the eighth inning. All right, good luck to you, Frank. Charlie is our next contestant. Charlie, welcome to you. What is your guess?
I'd go with Corey Seager in the seventh.
Corey Seager in the seventh. All right, good luck to you, Charlie. Lalo is our third call and contestant here. Lalo, what's your guess?
I got McKinstry in the fourth.
Zach McKinstry in the fourth inning. All right. Good luck to you, Lalo. Good luck to Charlie and good luck to Frank. Our three contestants tonight. Time now to find out who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run.
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients. It's a family tradition, and that's what a hamburger's all about. Leading off of the Dodgers in center field, Mookie Betts. Batting second at shortstop is Corey Seager. Batting third at third base is Justin Turner. Max Muncy's in the cleanup spot tonight. Batting fourth and at first base, Gavin Lux. Batting fifth and at second base, Matt Beattie. Batting sixth and in left field, Zach McKinstry is in right field. Batting seventh, Austin Barnes behind the plate and doing the catching. He is batting eighth. Dustin May. Somebody ordered the code red. Dustin May on the mound tonight. Batting ninth, and your starting pitcher. When we continue here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday as we lead you up to first pitch from Dodger Stadium. Dodgers and Rockies. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Yeah! Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck.
Let's get you into the stadium and out of your car from the In-N-Out Dodgers Traffic Center. Here's Jay Olin.
Good evening. Headed towards Dodgers Stadium, you're going to see some slowing on the northbound side of the 110 freeway coming away from about Vernon out of South LA to Stadium Way. Southbound side is slowing down as you're leaving Elysian Park from Stadium Way on over to Manchester. Pretty busy still, southbound 101 coming out of Hollywood from Santa Monica Boulevard over to the 110, while the northbound side is going to slow from around 4th out of downtown LA over to the 110 freeway. Also, things are a little bit heavy, southbound side of the 5 coming away from Colorado on over to the 10 in Boyle Heights. That's your Dodgers traffic. I'm Jay Olin.
All right, thanks a lot, Jay. In-N-Out makes burger patties daily with fresh premium beef that is specially selected because fresh is what it's all about at In-N-Out. Dodgers and Rockies, first pitch coming up at 7:10. Still to come, we'll get you the keys to the game. We're going to preview this pitching matchup, but first.
And now, joined by David Massey, here's L.A. Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
Well, it's always convenient when we have a resident center fielder that actually played for the Dodgers in our own booth, and that is our own Rick Monday. And, Rick, I'm not sure if you're ever going to try to do what Dave Roberts did today.
The answer is no.
I thought I'd throw it out there.
No. And I threw it back rather rapidly. No, it's gotten to the point now that even the alumni games, I choose to be a spectator. But it was kind of funny is that the Dodgers were out early today, as they are just about every day, and especially before they go on a road trip. They take the last couple of days to kind of go over, refresh some fundamentals. They were working with the infield. A couple of outfielders are having balls hit to them, and they were using the machine to hit some fly balls. And you feed the machine, and you can crank it up, and you can put the ball 300 feet into the air, as you really know, is if you crank it up. So a lot of the players, or most of the players, are out on the field, and somehow, some way, there was a challenge of Dave Roberts to go to center field and catch a ball, and they had the machine set up just alongside the batting cage. Well, they cranked it up. I mean, they cranked it up to 747 type of material. And Dave Roberts, to his credit, he was 2 for 2 and caught both of the balls. And then when they came back in, he said, hey, Dave, would you be available to fill in at center field? And he goes, no. And actually, he went back. He says, you know, the last time I played center field, I'm trying to figure out why that Jim Tracy even put me in center field in 2002. So, yeah, he was, but he's 2 for 2 today. And I think he retired the glove. He gave it back. He said, thank you very much, and please don't do that to me again.
Rick, I sent him a video that I took from the press box, and he sent back a funny emojis to just say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I did it. And then I did ask him. I said, hey, I felt like it was 2002 all over again watching you. And he said, I hope not, or I never would have played
out
there.
You know what was priceless is that the players – about 10 of them were over in front of their own third base dugout, and they were watching intently. They did not know what to expect, but the challenge was right there. And you know what happens on the field. If you don't make the catch, you're going to hear all kinds of calls coming your way, the whole routine. And after he caught the first one, it caught everybody, then they kind of applauded. He caught the second one. It was a little bit of a challenge. They caught the second one, and it was like the field exploded with happiness from the guys. And they were all laughing, and that's how you build up communication and trust with your manager. This is a different time, and Dave Roberts has really put his finger on the pulse of this team and understands, hey, look, guys, we've got a long year. We need to understand we need to stick together, especially now with the protocols, because they're never out of sight of one another. And to have that little moment, it breaks up the monotony of, hey, here we're going to go again. We're going to work on the fundamentals. We've got a ball game to play. And it was a neat, neat moment.
I guess it helps as well that the Dodgers are 9-2, not 2-9.
Oh, you think?
I don't think that would happen, right?
You know, it also helps to have, when you look out to the flagpoles, there's two of them. American flag is on our left as we look out, and the World Championship flag is on the other one. That's another thing, but if they were not coming into tonight's game 9-2, let's say it had been the opposite direction, or if this year had started off like last year, it would be the Colorado Rockies in first place, because they won 11 of the first 14 games a season ago. And for the Rockies, it's been a difficult time. They're 3-8 in their first 11 games. The Dodgers, yes, it's a nice beginning, but it's only a beginning. There's a long road ahead.
All right, Rick, one last appeal. You want to try to duplicate what Dave Roberts did today?
I'll tell you what. I know you've had over the years a number of bets. I remember when Adrian Gonzalez just smoked you in the race that you had down in San Diego.
Smoked?
Yeah. From our perspective, yes, even though you put cleats on. Yeah, you cleat it up, as they say. If you wish to go into some type of a challenge in the outfield, and we could try and figure out something and maybe do something for charity, we could discuss that.
All right. Well, you're a world-class athlete, and I'm just me. Tim, we'll send it back to you before I get into more trouble.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Still to come here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. We'll get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. Rick and Charlie will have the keys to the game, but up next, can't wait. Looking forward to this. We go high and tight with Brad Paisley, Dodger fan and country music star. Don't go anywhere. It's Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck, leading up to Dodgers and Rockies. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up to Dodgers and Rockies, Dustin May and John Gray, the pitching matchup. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck continues. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Coming up, we'll preview tonight's pitching matchup and get you the keys to the game. Right now, let's go high and tight with Brad Paisley.
David Vassay.
And now, what will likely be Vassay fielding insults from a Dodger player?
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
Not this week. I am going to field insults from one of the great musicians in our country. That is huge Dodger fan Brad Paisley, who joined us on the Extra Innings podcast to talk about his beloved Dodgers. All right, Brad Paisley, let's talk some ball now. I mean, you're so awesome in everything you do in everyday life. Let's talk some baseball here. The first thing is, where were you when the Dodgers won the World Series? You talked about that old ratty hat. Did you have it on? Were your wife and kids with you when they got that final strikeout of Willy Adames in Game 6?
Yes, I had the hat on. I was in our house.
sitting on the couch, and I think my kids came up and stood beside me watching the final out, and broke down. I mean, it was so emotional. And last year is the first year in a long time that I never got to see a game in person. And I've toyed with going to Dallas to see them, and ended up just thinking, you know what? It's just so easy to watch at home. I'm going to do that. And I also didn't want to jinx them by actually going to a game when I hadn't been all year. But I did the canned national anthem for one of the games in the World Series, which they played.
I was there. I saw it
on the video.
That was cool.
Yeah. I shot that on our ball fields here in Franklin, where my kids used to take t-ball. I just went down there was nobody there and sang it all alone on the diamond.
Yeah, it looked like that. I'm all, where is he?
It was so surreal. But I'll never forget the moment. And so fantastic. And everybody's talked about Kirsch running out and that. But it really was, so much of it was about watching this man who's deserved this for so long be part of a team that finally won it.
You know, I know you appreciate what Kershaw has gone through his entire career, the heartache and finally getting that chance to win the World Series. Musicians are so process-oriented. Do you feel like your love for baseball and your appreciation for Clayton is because of the process he goes through to be as great as he is?
Yeah, there's some of that. We've talked about his process versus mine. Like when he's come to a show or when I've been at a game, I've been at games when he's pitching and, you know, I stay out of his way like everybody else. I won't even text him on the day he's pitching. I just don't even.
Brad, when, like, I'm in the clubhouse, I look at the carpet when he walks by. I don't even make eye contact with him.
Yeah, he's like this amazing down-to-earth, really, really humble, grounded guy. And on game day, he's Elvis. Don't look at him. Don't, you know what I mean? He becomes like the nightmare scenario diva.
All right, so you're a huge Dodger fan. How concerned were you that they were not going to come back from a 3-1 deficit in the NLCS? Did you think it was over, or did you have faith?
I had some faith. I also, though, you know, when you've watched year after year where something went wrong, you know, it's hard to get that out of your head. My biggest concern was, I think, game four of the World Series, honestly. Where was it, game four, where everything went wrong?
When Rosarena stumbled home, and, yeah, the error by Taylor, all of that, yeah.
See, I've got a whiskey bar on the farm here in Tennessee that was sitting empty all year during the pandemic. So my dad and I sat at the bar and watched that game, fully expecting to see, like, Clayton get to close out the next night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And win the whole thing for us. And then I remember screaming and throwing stuff when that.
You were in the right place, though. At a bar, you were at the right place for that type of game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We needed everything we had at that point to get through the night.
You heard about the story of this text chain, though, that really got everybody regrouped. And Kershaw was the first one to text the entire team on this text chain after that loss to pick everybody up and to keep their heads in the right spot, because it could have gone sideways.
Yeah, I wasn't obviously a part of anything like that, so I didn't know what was going on mentally that night in their mind. But that's the thing you worry about as a fan, is you worry that the momentum shifted that night for the rest of the series. But thankfully, they came back. They, you know, Kirsch had that thing locked down, and they ended up being able to win the entire thing in the nick of time, it turns out. Being that it was just about to be shut down because of positive tests, lo and behold, there was so much of last season that was just in some ways storybook, and you couldn't write the script. It's interesting. It's fun to think about the mental stuff that goes on with these guys and how they come through the adversity they've come through over years of everything from what happened with the Astros to, you know, being disappointed in many different ways. And I'm just impressed at their resilience.
All right, Tim, there he goes, Brad Paisley. And to hear the full interview, check out my new podcast, Extra Innings, presented by Corona. You could find it on iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, on the iHeartRadio app. We'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Great to hear from Brad Paisley. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria, rooms and suites beyond compare, a dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. That's how we Vegas. Book at Aria.com. Still to come, Rick and Charlie will get you the keys to the game, but up next, we'll break down this pitching matchup. We're leading you up to first pitch from the Ravine, Dodgers and Rockies. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Rockies. Dodgers 9-2 on this season, 4-0 at home after sweeping the Nationals over the weekend. They took the opener last night in the first game of this three-game set. Tonight, game two, as the Dodgers look to improve that home record and also the best record in baseball. First pitch coming up at 7:10.
Hung on and missed strike three. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, head to Toyota's We Make It Easy sales event where you'll find great ways to save on a new Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com or see your dealer for all offers. They make it easy. Well, Dustin May gets the start. He has done really well so far this year. The 23-year-old right-hander made one start. He's on 8 days rest. He made that first start in Oakland on that first road trip of the season. He was the fifth starter in this rotation, still is, just got pushed back a couple of days because of the off days, going six shutout innings against the Oakland A's last Monday. He scattered just two hits while striking out eight in a win up in the Bay Area. In his career against the Colorado Rockies, Dustin May, three appearances, two starts against the Rocks, no wins, no losses, 2.31 ERA, 11 2/3 innings, and 11 strikeouts. So Dustin May on long rest, going up against 29-year-old right-hander John Gray, who is 1-0 with a 1.54 ERA, already now in his seventh season in the big leagues, all with the Rockies, making his third start of the season. He was one of their highly ranked prospects coming up. He has been up and down, though, really, the last 2.5 years. He got sent down back in 2019 because of control issues, figured it out at the end of 2019. Obviously, a shortened season last year. Last time out, he pitched into the seventh inning, allowing one run on two hits while striking out five. That was in a win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. This is his third start of the year. Dodgers saw him in his first start in the first series in Denver, where he went five innings, allowing one run on four hits and a no decision. This is his 17th career start against the Dodgers. He's 5-6 with a 4.55 ERA. At Dodger Stadium, though, six starts. He's 1-5 with an ERA near seven. So it's Dustin May and John Gray, the pitching matchup. Dodgers and Rockies were 15 minutes away from first pitch. National anthem and keys to the game coming up still. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Rockies game two. This three-game set, minutes away from first pitch. Dustin May on the mound. Tonight's national anthem brought to you by Mutual of America Financial Group, dedicated to providing high-value retirement plans and services. Dodgers have shut out their opponent, either the Nationals or Rockies, in three of their last four games at Dodger Stadium. Dustin May looking to keep it continue the same thing tonight. With more, let's go back out to Dodger Stadium with Rick and Charlie. Guys.
Another chilly night at Dodger Stadium, but the way things are going, the Dodgers have been red hot. 9-2, the best record in baseball. As play began today, they were a game and a half in front of the San Diego Padres. They have been playing in Pittsburgh. Tonight, Dustin May, his second start. He was terrific against Oakland. That was a week ago this past Monday. Six innings, no runs, and two hits. He struck out eight, walked two. John Gray making his third start of the year for the Rockies. He has an ERA of 1.5.
Dustin May in the outing against the A's in those six innings threw just 85 pitches. 57 of those were strikes. But what impressed me was the fact that he was just absolutely relentless. He pounded the strike zone, and he was able to just walk the two. As you mentioned, he struck out at eight. He was in control of the ballgame really from the get-go. There was a couple of at-bats that he fell behind in the count, but he kind of regrouped. He took off the mound. He took a couple of deep breaths and then really came back. For John Gray, you look at the other side, he's 1-5 career at Dodger Stadium. But let's get right down to it. The slider is his big out pitch. If he has that, he's going to be very tough, gets a lot of ground balls. But for this Dodger ball club, as you mentioned also, they've been able to put runs on the board.
Indeed, the Dodgers have been red hot, not only against the rest of the National League, but against the Rockies in particular. They have won 31 of the last 39 against the Rockies. They're 71-40 against Colorado over the last 5 years. And they're looking to make it two in a row in this three-game series. Coming up, lineups and first pitch.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Dodgers and Rockies, game two of this three-game set is next. I'm Tim Cates. This has been Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody. Today.